You're listening to RPM Indian Alternative with Eleanor Vinyl, Jessica Heath, and Greg Brown on Lead Student Radio, showcasing the best music every week.
Indian Alternative on Lead Student Radio, returning after a long summer with a completely new lineup of presenters. That was Dive with new single Dopamine, which we absolutely love. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Greg.
Yeah. In this evening's show, we've got tracks from Heinz coming up, Mac DeMarco, The Libertines, and much, much more. Plus an exclusive interview with Spring King, so stay tuned tonight, guys.
Throughout tonight's show, feel free to tweet in at This Is LSR on Twitter, or check out our newly made Facebook page, which is LSR Indian Alternative, and give us a like. So what we've decided to do is we've decided to introduce ourselves in the most fitting way possible for an RPM show, which is to play a tune. So I've decided that I was going to play a Smiths tune, and the Smiths are my favourite band. I've seen Morrissey a number of times, Johnny Marr too, and I think that the Smiths are kind of a quintessential indie alternative band, if you want to brand them that way. But I think that they transcend that, and I think any music aficionado has a Smiths record in their collection, or a favourite track, or kind of most decisively an opinion on Morrissey. He's kind of brought a lot of controversy to the world of music and stuff. So the tune I've decided to go with is I Want the One I Can't Have from Meet His Murder, and here it is without further ado.
Was the Smiths, I Want the One I Can't Have on Leeds Student Radio, and that was Greg's choice for his introductory number. And I'm next. My name is Jessica, and I've decided to go with Reality in Motion from Tame Impala's latest album, Currents, released this year. And I love Tame Impala. I'm seeing them next year, so I thought it would be an appropriate number for me to pick. Like, they're a really popular band. They've been quite prevalent this year, and they've received a lot of 5 out of 5 stars, so... This is Reality in Motion, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Let's go.
Reality Emotion, as picked by Jess. Great tune. Love
Thank
it a
you.
Lot. I have decided to go for Acrylic Afternoons by Pulp from 1994's His and Hers. I'm a bit of a Pulp obsessive, to say the least. Went to a Pulp concert as a fetus. That's a fun fact about myself.
Dedication.
Yes. And I wrote a really cringy letter to Jarve, which I gave him at Glastow, which is all good fun, all par for the course. But no, I think this is one of the best Pulp tracks. So yeah, on we go.
Asleep on your sofa and had a dream about a small child in dungarees with coarse hands in the doors of the Paris Metro. And my face cracked open. You were there, dressed in green, saying some thing obscene. Well, that's why I came here in the first place. Oh, all that and the tea. Lying on your table together with you now. Can I hold you forever in acrylic afternoons? I want to hold you tight as children play outside. And you wait for the moment to finish with others and go to the side for the tea. One for you, one for me. Come and lie down on the settee in the green jumper. You can have anything you want, and the clock is saying that it's 4:30, but you know, I wanna stay a little more. I wanna stay a little more. Forever in acrylic afternoons, I won't hold you tight
small. Just another cup of tea, please. One of me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So there we have it. There's our three introductory tracks. I hope you enjoyed them. Next up, we have Mac DeMarco with Passing Out Pieces. He's just left the UK. He was here on his latest tour. He played quite a few shows in the UK. Unfortunately, never played Leeds, as so many people failed
to. Should have played Brood Now.
Of course,
could
yeah. So many people would neglect this great city. But anyway, we've got Passing Out Pieces by Mac DeMarco, so we hope you enjoy it.
Mac DeMarco with Passing Out Pieces on Leeds Student Radio. Remember to get in touch if you like our Facebook page, which is LSR Indian Alternative, or tweet us at This Is LSR Tonight, guys. Yeah, that was Mac DeMarco. If you enjoyed that, you should definitely check out some of his other work. And there's also a Pitchfork documentary, which is really enjoyable, called Pepperoni Playboy, which I think Eleanor, your friend,
had
watched and recommended to you.
Yeah. Showcases his silliness, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
Funny. Like, even watching the video, I think it's to this one, just his absolute He's so funny.
He's such a guy. Like, I actually love him so much.
Interviews are always great as well. Like, he always has a real good laugh at the interviewer and stuff.
So, as well as having absolutely fab tunes, check out all of his other content and everything he does ever, because
definitely
recommend. Anyway, speaking of interviews, Eleanor went along last week to interview Spring King at Hedgerow House, and here is a snippet of what she found out when she went to go meet them.
This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
Hi, this is Eleanor from Leeds Student Radio, and I'm here talking to Spring King before their show at Hedgerow House.
Hello.
Hey.
So you guys are about to be touring for the next couple of months, so looking forward to that.
We're on day three of 34.
Okay.
So, gigs in, we've got 31 left after today.
So is this your biggest run of touring today?
This many in succession, I think.
Yeah.
Like, we played with Courtney Barnett, that was 12.
Just after South Park as well, so that was like 18 shows or something.
So this is double, which is... It's going to be good. I'm excited. We've had the first two shows have been great. Middlesbrough last night was really good. I'm expecting the venue to be so cool as well. It's great.
And you guys haven't released anything in a little while, so what's coming up there? Obviously, you had City, which was huge, and all the Beats 1 stuff there. City was the first single to be played on Beats 1, which everybody was very impressed with.
Yeah. So. Well, we've been recording new material and put something out. Maybe by the end of the month or maybe in a couple of months. It's just about timing it correctly, I guess, and putting it out at the right moment. But yeah, like you said, we haven't put out stuff in a while, but there's definitely some stuff to come.
I think we've been focusing on touring for a little while as well. But yeah, we've been in the studio recently, so yeah, soon we'll have something to share.
What have been your turning points this year?
I'd say turning points / best moments, probably like South By and the Courtney Barnett tour. Her and her band are just amazing, really are nice people. And they kind of like, I guess, made me get used to touring, and it was just such a good tour to be on for a first experience touring. It was just like, yeah, okay, cool.
It was a nice introduction, like sold out venue. You know, we played the Brudenell here, like Guerrilla in Manchester, the Electric Ballroom in London. They were all sold out. The crowds were all really receptive, and like her team, like her crew and the band were all lovely, and the support for Fraser Gorman as well. Really great.
I think, that was definitely one of the big moments. And then this summer, like, playing Reading and Leeds Festival, that's like a childhood dream come true, so...
Did you guys go as hunters?
Yeah, James did, but I never got a chance to. I never could. But it was so much fun. It was, like, one of those things I used to see, like, a lot of my favourite bands, like, at the drive-in and stuff, playing there. And I was like, oh, I really want to go. But
now you have.
Yeah. Played it. It was awesome.
I feel like you're gaining quite a following after Beats 1. Like, how were your sets at Reading and Leeds?
We actually got cut off at Leeds.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
we thought we were going to.
Yeah, well, I think we didn't overplay.
The first one, sorry, I think it was the second one.
It was Leeds,
Yeah, we there was a band before us, and I think maybe they played too long, so we got a short set. Yeah, it was kind of cool. Like, you know, this guy comes on stage like, yeah, no more. And all the fans are like, come on, play more.
I think it's the first time I've ever been cut off because we normally play like a 22-minute set. Yeah.
22 minutes is very precise.
Our sets are quite short. There's like 8, 9 songs in the set, but it's quite short.
I feel that was a retribution at the next gig, though, because one of the stage managers actually came up to us during the set and said, look, you need another 5 minutes to play more songs.
Yeah,
right.
So we were like, oh, well, that's amazing. Thanks very much.
We don't have any more songs.
Cheers, anyway.
So, how much more have you got written that you haven't released yet?
Probably say another 10 songs.
And do you reckon we're going to see all of them?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so is there a kind of album set up in the works?
We really want to put an album up by next year, for sure. If there's not one out early next year, then you should probably call the album police and make sure. We've got to put one out. We have to.
Thank you. really DIY in the past, so has it been really odd going into the studio?
That was the first time we've ever been in the studio, properly recording our own material.
Yeah.
You know, not for like a live session or anything like that, just for like the purpose of releasing it at some point. Yeah, it was really fun. We were recording guitars, and there's like accommodation in the recording studio, doing all the guitars in the bedroom, because it's just what we're used to. So we recorded a lot of the drums in the main studio using all like the fancy equipment. But then when it came to guitars, we were like, this feels wrong. But, and then, you know, we asked the assistant, like, oh, can we just set up in the bedroom instead? And he was like, are you sure? We're like, yeah, let's do it in there. So we recorded a lot of stuff in there as well. Because we're so used to working that way, like working in a bedroom. Like, let's just make the most of that. And it sounds great. So
it's interesting that you guys do that, because obviously a lot of stuff these days is so overproduced. Doing things your way and putting music out more organically is so refreshing.
Well, I guess
it's good.
We're trying to just keep the recipe the same for a little longer until we sell out cakes and people start getting food poisoning. Then we might have to change it a little bit.
Is there a story behind the...
No.
No.
Just a whole bunch of sort of shoddy analogies.
Yeah.
we can do plenty of shoddy analogies. Have you ever had any metaphors in songs that you've been really proud of?
Oh, good question.
Or what lyrically are you most proud of?
There's a song called In All This Murk and Dirt, which is like my favourite lyrics that I wrote, and it was kind of like, because we put out like a 10-track demo album like years ago called In All This Murk and Dirt.
Right.
And then, yeah, that quote is from like a really old philosopher, Roman emperor guy, Marcus Aurelius. And then yeah, the lyrics for that are just like, I love those lyrics. They're just kind of weird and existential.
I really like Early Bird, because they're completely
trippy.
Nuts. Yeah. Just like weird, strange lyrics.
Yeah.
So oddly brilliant.
Yeah. We go from one to the other side. Then somewhere in the middle is like Dream Boy, which is kind of like a bit more down the middle lyrically.
So when you're writing, do you do lyrics, Tarek?
Yeah, I normally write the lyrics.
And then in terms of everything else, is it jamming? How does your songwriting process work?
At the moment, it's kind of like, hey, I've got an idea and I'll lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guys will put their parts in. When we were in the studio, I had some ideas. And then we'd call James in and like just play bass on it, do whatever you want. Then Andy did his things and Pete did his thing.
So did you do a lot of writing in the studio this time? Or how much did you have before you went in?
We had, say, 70% before we went in. And then we wrote a couple of things in there as well. Yeah.
We did a lot considering the amount of time we had in the studio.
How long were you in for?
3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we recorded a lot of material.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Seems like a long time.
Yeah. But we work fast. Really fast. I guess, yeah, part of what we do is about, like, it's more about kind of keeping it not too perfected, in a way.
Yeah.
But, like, still, like, listenable.
Yeah.
You know?
I did just want to mention Saxophone Dad, because I saw you guys in... No, I saw you guys in November last year in that DIY show, and...
The
there
laundry.
Made an appearance then, and I've been keeping tabs, and is that becoming a regular thing?
Like, occasionally he joined us for, like, special occasions. Did Leeds and Reading with us, which was just insane, because, like, people were chanting his name and stuff.
There's videos from Leeds, literally. My dad took a video at Leeds, and he, like, goes around and watches the crowd, and when he comes out and he hits the first notes, the whole crowd's like, oh.
Yeah.
How come do you think people respond so well to that?
I don't know why they do that. Honestly, no, seriously. I think it's just a bit of a surprise. Not a lot of bands do stuff, bring their dad on stage. Like, it's a bit
obvious
surreal.
Reasons.
But also, he can really play as well. He's not just like...
Yeah, yeah.
He can actually
seriously play.
He's not just
brilliant,
there for
yeah.
a show. He's been on some of the recordings as well in the past.
Oh, wow,
he's been
that's really cool.
involved for quite a long time.
Yeah. He plays on City, actually. There's a little like sax texture.
No, we love it, but we only want to save it for like special moments, really.
Okay.
Like,
doesn't want to become your novelty wheel out piece.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit as well, though. You know?
Yeah.
I think Pete also just wants to party without his dad sometimes.
Oh, fair enough.
There was an article that came out recently, and he was dubbed the babe magnet of the past.
Yeah.
He had his own little separate interview within the interview.
Yeah, DIY'd an interview with Steve himself.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
He said something along the lines of, like, he's surprised people come and watch his play.
No, but he loves it as well. He loves it.
What's your favourite song to perform?
My current favourite is Better Man. That's one of my favourites. I like the transition from like heavy chorus to like really tight hi-hat-y verses.
It's
what about you?
Better Man or Let's Ride?
Let's Ride's a big one.
Because at this point we've already warmed up, and it's the newbie, the final track. So it's just full out mentalness at that point.
Yeah, it's just chaos. It's like, yeah.
My Sleeves is a good one at the moment because you normally only do it on like certain occasions. It's an oldie, but it's a grower.
My favourite is City.
Fair enough. Yeah, just because it gets the best reception. Or
yeah, I don't know, people know it, and also, so it always kind of straight away crowd responds, I think. And it's just fun to play.
Yeah, amen.
This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
On Leeds Student Radio, and me and Eleanor actually went to go see Spring King at Hedgerow House, and supporting Spring King were the Parrots, who are really good friends with Hines.
They're all from Madrid. They're just super cool humans.
Yeah,
so
they were
much fun.
So nice as well. Yeah. Like we had a chat with them in like smoking area, and they were just so humble and like crazy.
Absolutely bonkers. I saw Hines at Glastonbury, and they were just so much fun. There was somebody who made them t-shirts that had like Heinz ketchup on them, like instead of
nice.
Swapping the Heinz for Heinz. But yeah, they're so mad. Heinz are coming to Leeds in the new year.
I think
year?
Is it February they're
Might
coming?
February.
I think they're playing Broodnell.
I'm not sure, but that will be an amazing night, so make sure you get yourself down there. But yeah, back on the festival chat. I did Glastonbury this summer. That was great. Me and Jess were just chatting. We both saw Toy. They were really good this
summer. Yeah, I saw them at Visions in Hackney. That's cool.
And yeah, it's been an amazing summer for music. But one of the standouts for me was definitely seeing the Libs at Glastonbury, because, I mean, I'd never seen them before, but they were definitely someone that I was looking into trying to get tickets for sometime. So having them as a surprise was an absolute dream. I was eating my dinner and I heard it like from the corner of my ears, if that's even a thing.
No, it was like the secret set that wasn't secret though. Yeah. Like everyone seemed to know about it. Like,
well, I didn't have a decent phone with me at Glastonbury, so it genuinely was a bit of a surprise to me. I had no Twitter though. Access, so yeah. But Jess, you've seen them this summer too.
Yeah, I saw them at Reading and Leeds, at Leeds, where they headlined, and I've seen them like a few times before, and they're always excellent. And Greg's also seen Libertines.
I think this, yeah. I mean, me and my friend Angus went along to the. They had a listening party for the album launch, so just before the record came out. They played the record, and it was in a bar in Glasgow, and there was other bands there playing and stuff. So it was kind of an event, and it was great. And we got to listen to all the tunes, a lot of which we hadn't heard yet, and a few of them were really kind of standout. And the one we're going to play tonight for me is definitely the standout from the new record. It's brand new. It's not a rework of any of the old stuff, which is what they've done with some of the tunes in the record, and it's called Heart of the Matter. And here it is now.
No one can hold the light to your misery. You're the number one. Being hard done by. And you'll get by with your smile. You'll kiss my life in a misfortune of others. You gotta get your kicks kicking at pricks. Laughing as they pick up sticks and all my ladies walk some by, trip up as they glide with all the battering it's taken. I'm surprised it's still ticking. Yeah, with all the battering it's taken. I'm surprised that it's still ticking. Let's get straight. The heart of the matter, so glum, it's all on a platter. So what's the matter? What's the matter today? I am no stranger to the colds. I carry them in my soul. They scorch my flesh and leave grey holes in the meaning of my life. But I get by, just this crooked little smile. You get by, you get by. You'll get by with all the battering is taken. Well, I'm surprised that it's still ticking. Yeah, with all the battering is taken. Well, I'm surprised that it's still ticking. Let's get straight to the heart of the matter. So glum, it's all on a platter. So what's the matter? Send it off in flames. It's only I who take the blame. But try me anyway, and you'll get by. You'll get by with your wicked little smile. You'll get by. You'll get by with your wicked little home. With the battery it's taken, I'm surprised that it's still ticking. Battering is taken. I'm surprised it's still taking. Let's get straight to the heart of the matter. Oh, what's the glum? It's all on a platter. What's the matter? It's the matter today. Let's get straight to the heart of the matter. Oh, what's the glum? It's all on a platter.
So that was the Libertines with Heart of the Matter from their new record, Anthem for Doomed Youth, which is fantastic, and it's available now, so everyone should go out and buy it and give it a listen. Unlike Eleanor and Jessica, I was unfortunately not able to attend a festival this summer, but I am lucky enough to be able to go to Pitchfork in Paris in 2 weeks' time with my girlfriend, so I'm really looking forward to that. And they've got a great lineup this year. It's all taking place in the One Hall So it's kind of all in the one place. One of the standouts for me is Father John Misty, who I've been listening to all year after his new record came out in February, I Love You Honey Bear, which is just a fantastic record, one of my records of 2015 thus far. I can't see it being toppled. And so next up we're going to play The Ideal Husband from that, or we're going to talk about Beach House as well, who are playing at Pitchfork. They're also playing at Pitchfork, so we're going to talk about them. They just released a new record, and they've released two new records in the last few months.
It's been quick succession.
Yep. Yeah. Nine trackers.
They released Depression Cherry about 2 months ago.
Yeah,
now,
it's been like a 2 month gap between
them. The vinyl
them.
Cover for that is so cool as well. It's like a velvet.
Yeah,
cover.
The velvet.
So
yeah,
get
a
hold
I treasure
of that,
that so
or
much.
Get down to a record shop and just stroke it.
It's a great name for a
yeah,
record
definitely.
As well. Depression Cherry, fantastic.
And the artwork is beautiful, and the songs as well. The songs
yeah,
are brilliant.
I mean, definitely, yeah. But. Their newest one, I mean, we've all been listening to it yesterday when it came out.
We're all like spying on each
yeah.
other.
Yeah. Thank your lucky stars.
But yeah, it's got some good tunes, slightly different to Depression Cherry.
Yeah, it's a bit of a more kind of low, kind of more somber tone to it. Apparently they recorded them at the same time as Depression Cherry, but they felt like Depression Cherry was more kind of uplifting. They wanted to save the other tracks for like a more kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I think the first track for me is... I've listened to the whole record, and Marjorie, the first track on the record released, it was yesterday on Spotify, it came out.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely fantastic. It reminds me a bit of some of the stuff they did, like Myth and stuff, from the record released in 2012, which is a great track, and yeah, just really good stuff. So I'm really excited about getting to see them, and Father John Misty, and lots of other people who are playing at the festival. Kurt Vile's going to be there, who's coming to the Leeds University Union in November as well. He's got a new record out, which is fantastic. But we're going to play Father John Misty now, so here's The Ideal Husband.
Proceeded to drive home wasted. More things to win over simply. I've said awful things, such awful things. And now it's out. I
Father John Misty on Leeds Student Radio, and in the studio here with us we have another guest with us from the show following us. Would you like to introduce yourself, Callum?
Hello, I'm Callum, and I present In Time, Out of Time, which is a jazz show, and that's coming up next at 8 o'clock. It's a show that interviews jazz musicians around Leeds and plays their influences, with an end that basically plays the their own original tunes.
All right, cool. That sounds lovely. Have you got any features?
Yes, we do actually have a feature. Unusually, for the last 2 years that I've done the show, we've never had a feature presenter. But this year we introduce a brand new feature presenter with a great feature. And I don't want to give too much away.
No, you don't want to reveal too much because you want people to stay listening.
I do, ideally, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Right, well, we'll look forward to that. We'll probably stay around afterwards and check out the show.
You should do. You'll be missing out if you don't come.
Yeah, definitely. But thank you for coming onto our show, Callum.
Oh, thank you for allowing me.
Do you want to remind everyone what your show is?
Yes, it's In Time, Out of Time, and it's at 8 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Twins with the excellent Cherry Colour Funk. We all do love a bit of shoegaze on here, so yeah, that was a pretty easy choice on the track list.
So to finish up, we're going to go back to 2005, almost 10 years ago this week. A band who most of you will have heard of released their first single. That band is Arctic Monkeys, and it was I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. So 14th of October 2005, I was only 11. So it's pretty crazy to think about it that way, but it's kind of a staple Saturday night tune. It's nearly 8 o'clock. I'm sure a lot of yous are going out tonight, so we're going to play I Bet You Look Good in the Dance Floor.
Thank you for listening to Leeds Indian Alternative. This is Jess,
Eleanor,
and Greg
wishing you a very good weekend. Thank you, tune in next week.
Stop me. to despair with us.